So let's review. Today's daf begins by quoting from our Mishnah of Daf Chav Beis. Kama yarchik mehen umin atzaya arba amas. Rava says that loishanu el la'achrav. The 4 amas distance that the Mishnah teaches is sufficient only when the tzaya is behind the person. Avlefanav marchik meloyenav. But if the tzaya is in front of him, where he is facing it, he cannot say Shema or Shmoyne Ezrei unless he moves far enough away so that he can no longer see it. Rav Yosef Bar Chanina says that this same halacha applies even to a clean bathroom that presently does not have any tzaya, and also to an empty bathhouse. One may not daven within 4 amas of these places, and they cannot be within one's eyesight if he is facing them. Rav Chisda added that if the bathroom was only designated, but it was never actually used, then one would be permitted to daven in front. Based on the above, Ravina asked, if we say that hazmona lav milsihi, that designating a room as a bathroom is not significant, could we also assume that one may actually daven inside such a room? Or perhaps with regard to davening inside a newly designated bathroom, we say hazmona milsihi, that designation is significant and that it is forbidden. Agamar concludes with Rava saying that one may daven opposite a Persian bathroom where the tzaya automatically slides down a burrow and never actually remains inside the bathroom. The last mission of our parak presents a case where a balkeri was also a zav. While a zav who remains tummy for 7 days was not restricted by takanas ezra from learning Torah, a balkeri who can purify himself immediately by going to the mikvah was nevertheless restricted by takanas ezra from learning Torah. The question arises: does the balkeri who also a zav need to purify himself from the tumah of balkeri in order to learn Torah during those 7 days? The Tanakhama holds that he is required to tevel himself before learning, even though he still remains tummy. Behuda, on the other hand, holds that he is not required to tevel himself because Ezra did not institute a takana in such a case. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yehuda applies his leniency whether the person was a zav before he became a balkeri, or whether he was already a balkeri before he became a zav. In either case, once he is a zav, the takana says Ezra no longer applies and he may learn Torah without tefillah. Perek Tefillah Sashacha. The 4th parak of Tefillah Sashachar begins by discussing the zmanim or proper times for davening shachars, mincha, and musaf. The Mishnah begins, Tefillah Sashachar at chatzos. The Tanakhama holds the deadline for davening shachars is chatzos midday. Rabbi Yehuda Omer at dal chatzos. Rabbi Yehuda says that until the 4th hour of the day, which on a perfect 12-hour day is until 10 a.m. Tefillah Sashachar at erev. The Tanakhama holds that mincha can be said until the evening. Until half of Mincha Ketana, which on a perfect 12-hour day would be at 4:45. The Gemara, referring back to the beginning of our Mishnah, points out that the Vesikin, individuals who cherished mitzvahs and always tried to do them in the best possible way, would make sure to say the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris at sunrise, the very first moment of the day. The Gemara then goes on to teach us that if one mistakenly missed Shachris, he can correct his mistake by saying 2 Shemoneh Esreis at Mincha. However, if he missed it on purpose, then it is considered a mu'uvas lo yochel liskun, a wrong that cannot be corrected. The Gemara says that this same halacha applies to mincha and to ma'ariv. That is, one who misses mincha davens 2 shmoneh esreis at ma'ariv, and one who misses ma'ariv davens 2 at shachris. The Gemara then says that even if one forgot to daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, he says the Shabbos ma'ariv shmoneh esrei 2 times. And if one forgot to daven mincha on Shabbos, on Matzah Shabbos he davens 2 weekday shmoneh esreis and says atochen atonu only in the first shmoneh esrei, because the second Shemoneh Esrei is the one that is used to make up the Shemoneh Esrei for Mincha of Shabbos. Also, the Gemara notes that even though the mistake of missing a tefillah is correctable, he does, however, lose out on Schar Tefillah Bizman, meaning he nevertheless will not receive the same reward as one who daven in the proper time. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the origin of the 3 daily tefillahs. Itmar. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina Amar, Tefillahs Ovis Tiknim. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says that our Ovis established the tefillahs. Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Tefillahs Keneged Tmidin. Yeshua ben Levi, however, says that the Tefillahs were established to correspond to the daily Karbanas. Rav Yosef bar Reb Chanina, who says that our Ovis established the Tefillahs, bases this on the following Pesukim. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker al Amokim Asha Amad Sham implies that Avram instituted Shachris, since the word Amad can be read to mean davening. Vayetze Yitzchak Lesuach Basadeh implies that Yitzchak instituted Mincha, since the word Lesuach means davening. And Vayivka Bamokim Vayolin Sham implies that Yaakov instituted Ma'ariv, since the word Vayivka could also be read as davening. Shimon Levi, who says that the tefillahs correspond to the daily karbanas, based it on a braisa that shows how each of the tefillahs correspond time-wise to the daily karbanas. Shachris is said in the morning, during the time that the karban Tumat Shashach was offered. Mincha is said in the afternoon, during the time when the Tumat Shel Ben Arba'im was offered. And Ma'ariv is said in the evening, when the limbs and the fats of the karbanas were burnt on the Mizbeach. However, the Gemara then points out that when it comes to Tfilas Musaf, it is obvious that it corresponds specifically to the Karban Musaf, which leads us to say that even though Rabbi Yisrael Berebi, who says that the others established the Tfilas, nevertheless, Asmechin Rabban Nakarbonas, the sages came along and associated the Tfilas with the Karbonas.